Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his child David. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophet from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, in his presence all of our days.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
God came to us as Emmanuel God. I always question why God came to us as Emmanuel God. Emmanuel means God with us. God with us in our real life. Our real everyday life. God came to us as Emmanuel God. Think about your everyday life. Happy and joy every day, right? In many times, challenges. Suffering, and pain, and tears, agony. God came to us, that life, as Emmanuel God. God knows our pain. God knows that we are suffering. God knows every detail of it. That's why God came to us as Emmanuel God. And we are celebrating this special day that God came to us. Let's go back to the first point that I made. Our different experience or perspectives lead to different practice and observation. Do you still remember that? How we understand our perspective will change how we observe and practice and celebrate that special day. Today we heard from the scripture about the Christmas story. Many of the stories that we kind of never heard of it at the Christmas day. Many of the stories that we try to avoid it. Many of the stories that we didn't even look at it. But scripture telling us the story. This is the true Christmas story. God came to us in our real life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate this special day, how would you celebrate this special Christmas day? I really pray that we can change the ways that we celebrate today, realizing that God came to us in our real life, my personal real life, my personal pain that I never want to share with others. But God is telling us that I know you. I'll be with you. That's God that who came to us. Amen.
Ang Pasko ay sumapit. It is a traditional Philippine carol. Directly translated, it means Christmas has come. And it is one of the most loved Christmas carols in the Philippines, and it expresses the joy of the coming of the Christ child.
Christ is born again on this Christmas day.
Three kings appearing, their gifts to present.
Mankind is hearing, oh peace and content.
Not for one morning,
but all life adorning, the joy of the child our friend. Ang Pasko ay sumapit, tayo ay magkatsiya. Ay nagsipaglandog ng tanging alay. Bagong taon ay magbagong buhay, nang lumigaya ang ating bayan. Tayo'y magsikap upang makamta natin ang kasaganaan. Oh, Merry Christmas season, oh, Merry Christmas season, come and ever stay. has given men, that Christ is born again on this Christmas day. All God has given men, that Christ is born again on this Christmas day.
Let's remain seated as we're singing the Joy to the World. Let's sing it just verse one, okay? Remain seated, and then we sing together Joy to the World 246. Sing it one more verse, verse 4. But while we sing it, verse 4, those who want to participate, hallelujah, chorus, then come up, please. Come up to, you can sing, yeah? Okay? You want to sing together, hallelujah? And as we sing in verse 4, please come up. Come up to choir, okay? Tradition that we're singing hallelujah Christmas and Easter, and those of you who are kind of shy, not able to, you know, come up, it's okay, you can sing in a pew, okay? And I'm conducting. our Emmanuel God came as a true light of the world. And our God named us the light of the world. So let's pass in this light. Light up this darkened world together. Has come to us. True light already came and already brightened this darkened world. Let us continue to light up this world as we go out. And let's not forget, we are the light of the world. God the Father and Son and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. Let's recess to the patio area as we continue to sing the carols.